The Guardian.
If you could give the book of your choice to anyone, historical or contemporary, which book would you choose? And who would you give it to? That's the question we're putting to our favourite authors in their favourite bookshops. This podcast is presented in association with National Book Tokens.
Hello, my name is Moni Mohsin. I'm a novelist from Pakistan. I live in London. I am the author of a book called Tender Hooks and another one called The End of Innocence, both novels. I am at the moment sitting in England Lane Books. I like this bookshop very, very much because it's an independent bookshop in a quiet, leafy lane in Hampstead. It's a very reflective place to come to and to look at books and to drool over books and to finger books and enjoy books. When I was 16 years old, I was given a present. It was a big, thick thing, and I thought it was a box with some jewelry in it or whatever, but when it was handed over to me, it turned out to be quite heavy. When I took off the wrapping paper, I discovered it was a hardback book called The New Oxford Book of English Verse, and it was edited by Dame Helen Gardner. And at the time, I was a little bit disappointed because I had been expecting some nice jewelry. Then when I went home, I looked at the book and I opened it and I started reading. And I remember the very first poem that I read in it was a poem called The Long-Legged Fly by Yeats. It remains one of my most favorite poems. And then it was a journey, that book. I went through it from front to the back. I think it started with Chaucer and it ended with Dylan Thomas. And I discovered such delights in there, such gems. I grew up with that book. It's traveled with me everywhere. And it is always my go-to book for when I want comfort, when I want solace, when I want advice, when I want support, when I want love. It's always there. If I could give any book to anybody as a gift, I think I would give the collected letters of Vincent van Gogh to Vincent van Gogh. And I would give him these because I would want him to know that we did finally understand, eventually understand, and that he was brilliant. And the world was slow to recognize it, but recognize it we did. And he has enhanced our lives in ways unimaginable, perhaps even to him. And I want to give the book both as appreciation and as a very, very humble apology. I don't know what he would have made of the book if it had been given to him in his lifetime, because it's basically his letters. So he may have been puzzled as to why his letters had been compiled and returned to him as a present. But the book is just so gorgeous as well. It's so gorgeously produced. He can't but fail to appreciate how much it is valued. And I think it would make him happy. And I think it would make him feel vindicated. I sincerely hope it would make him feel vindicated.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.